traditional and customary rules or observances or guidelines, if you would, that we've been observing or practicing here at Zen Center in Tassajara, more or less very similar at sesshins in Japan, are these. No talking or unnecessary conversation during the session. In other words, don't do your breaks or time off or at night, go to bed, strike up a conversation. During your work periods, each day that would be an hour and a half work period, if it's necessary to clarify what you're to do, by all means, ask the work leader, something like that. Or should some kind of problem arise pertaining to the schedule or your personal emergency or something like that, again, don't hesitate to ask. Ask myself or Reb Anderson, who is going to be in charge of the session, or someone else. But as far as just chatting with your neighbor, your friend, let's see, for a while, please wait till session is over. The next one is no reading. That, for those of you who attended the last session here, we failed to mention it, and it was sort of taken for granted that it was all right to read in your breaks. But it's been custom in Zen Center not to read. It's not only in Zen Center, but it's customary during session not to read any books. Also, please don't write any letters or be involved in that kind of activity. The meals, it's recommended that we eat only during mealtime, and for those of you who are not actually working in the kitchen, either serving or preparing meals, please don't go into the kitchen. That includes after the last period of zazen. After the last period of zazen is over, about 15 minutes after the last period of zazen is over in the evening, there will be a bell, the same bell that's used to wake us up at 4:25 in the morning. 15 minutes after the last period of zazen is over in the evening, there will be a bell rung very softly around through the building. That's the good night lights out bell. So please try, if possible, to have in other words, after zazen is over, please immediately take care of bathroom needs and at the hay. The building is locked. Front door and back doors are locked. The back door down by the zendo, as many of you may know, is openable from the inside, but it's not from the outside. So also after, that the doors are locked, so if you have any idea about going out, might as well stay out all night or do something anyway. But the doors will be locked from about 10 o'clock. Eating in the zendo, all the meals, of course, will be eaten in the zendo. Please use the silverware on the bowls very quietly. It's very easy to make a big noise without any effort, so please use a little effort and about most of the meals include some kind of rice or gruel. And many of you know it's customary to clean out the bowls with the hot water that's served at the end of the meal. There'll be pickles served each meal, and you can clean the bowls very easily if you save one of those pickles and stick it in the bowl and use the ends of your chopsticks and swish it around. So rather than using your spoon to clean the bowl, use your chopsticks and the pickle. The meals this time, this session, different from the last sessions, will be served in the zendo. In other words, before, for sessions, the trays used to be filled up with food and then brought in. This time, we're going to... At the end of each service, there's three services, early morning service, a noonday service, and evening service, immediately followed by the meals. When the service is over, everybody will file out the back door of the zendo. In other words, in the order that you're standing in, file out the back door of the zendo. Walk around to the front corner of the hall, up by the laundry room, where all the trays will be laid out. They will be laid out without any food. So you pick up an empty tray and then enter into the zendo through the front door, through the door up by the altar that the priest usually enters. So everybody will make a big circle around that big hallway around there, coming in through the front door of the Zendo and returning to your seat. Again, the trays will be empty and servers will come in and serve the main courses for the meals. Again, for a brief reminder, when the server comes in front of you, please bow and gassho like this. The server appears. Or if you don't want any food, please raise your fingers. Two fingers. Indicate that you don't want any food. Also, this signal raising the two fingers is used when you've had enough. Like if the server's filling up your bowl and it looks like it's more than you can handle, just raise your fingers like that. Immediately after lunch, the work period will begin. The work period, again, will be an hour and a half long, so without taking a break, please report to your various work crews. If you haven't found out whose crew you're on or where you're going to be working, please check with Mark Alexander. But the work period will begin immediately when lunch is over. Excuse me, one more thing about the meals. When the meals are over, each one of us, like in sessions in the past, we'll take our own tray up through and into the dishwashing area in the kitchen. Please, if during the work period, an hour and a half work period, if you seem to have run out of something to do, rather than take a break, please find your work leader or report to Mark Alexander, and we'll keep the spirit of work going a full hour and a half. The work period will be ended by the hand gong, not a bell, but that little hand gong that we usually use to announce the dinners here. When that hand gong was signaling through the halls, it's time to end work. And there isn't much time between the end of work and the next period of zazen, but there will be several pots of tea and teacups on the tables in these rooms. You're free to come in and have yourself a cup of tea. The tea will be available after work period. To announce the beginning of zazen after a break, first thing in the morning, in other words, there will be a 10-minute, three-round han. The han, as you may know, is that block of wood that we hit with a wooden hammer. That signal pattern lasts 10 minutes, and when you hit that begin, you know that you've got 10 minutes to be seated in your seat. Will be announced 10 minutes after the wake-up bell begins. In other words, from when the wake-up bell sounds to the beginning of zazen, it's 20 minutes. Anyway, when you hear that han going, please make it to the zendo. Okay, are there any questions about some of these? There's something I've over. Doksan will be given mostly by Katagiri Sensei on a volunteer basis. So there will be, it won't begin till Sunday, day after tomorrow. So those of you who would like to have a private personal interview with Katagiri Sensei, please sign the list, which will be posted on the bulletin board down outside of the hall from the Zendo. Once again, that's if you wish to have Doksan with Katagiri Sensei, please sign up at Doksan. And we'll we'll follow that first come, first serve basis. We'll begin Doksan on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'd like to mention that it's open, first of all, to the people who are sitting 5 days. In other words, we'll take as many people as we can who are sitting the 5 days. So if there's, for example, if nobody who's sitting 5 days signs up on Sunday and someone does sign up who's just sitting for the 2 days, we'll take those people. But primarily, the Doksan is limited to the people who are sitting the full 5 days.